From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Israel's defense minister Sunday ruled out any inquiry to the killings Friday of 15 Palestinians and the wounding of dozens by the Israeli military during a mass protest along the Israel-Gaza border. Jordan's foreign minister, Ayman Safadi, condemned what he called Israeli aggression against innocent Palestinians, practicing what he said was their rightful right to peacefully express their opposition to the occupation. Israel said several of those killed were Hamas militants who defied protest organizers and the Israeli military to stay away from the border frontier. Dozens of Israeli activists and members of the Israeli Arab parties marched against the violence Sunday, among them Avraham Berg, a former parliament leader, who called Gaza an opportunity.
It's a place which is in such a deep misery, and out of it, hundreds of people, thousands of people, tens of thousands of people are marching. Most of them would like to go out of the catch-22 of the place. Most of them are about civil disobedience and a lot of nonviolence.
Saturday, the U.S. blocked a draft U.N. Security Council statement that would have called for an independent investigation. The West African bloc ECOWAS Sunday said it was satisfied with Sierra Leone's presidential election runoff Saturday. Churchgoer Andrew Williams Sunday remained hopeful of a peaceful transfer of power.
We had had a peaceful election, and now counting is going on, and I believe by Monday we should have had the results and the winner will be declared. So it's a resurrection day for Christ Jesus, and at the same time, resurrection for Sierra Leone.
The second round pitted opposition candidate Julius Matabio against the ruling party's candidate Samora Kamara and ally of incumbent Ernest Bai Koroma barred from running again. This is VOA News.